Raymond Pettibon, A Pen of All Work, is American artist Raymond Pettibon's first major museum survey. The exhibition includes over 800 drawings, fanzines, record covers, and it's a massive presentation of the work of one of today's most influential and prolific artists. Apparently, Pettibon has produced more than 20,000 drawings in his career, so as complete as the sampling in this exhibition is, it's still a small fragment of a gigantic oeuvre. The sheer quantity of drawings and paintings, videos and flyers and posters that Pettibon has produced since the late 70s until today stands as a programmatic decision, almost as though the artist was creating his own means of distribution, his own channels of information. The entire work of Raymond Pettibon can be described as a type of semiotic guerrilla warfare, an attack on language and also a love letter to language itself. The exhibition is organized on three floors with an introduction in the lobby gallery where you find the mural that Pettibon has executed especially for this exhibition. The three floors are organized thematically. The second floor mostly focuses on Pettibon himself and more broadly on Pettibon reflecting on his own trade, and that is on the figure and the responsibility of the artist, on the role of language and poetry, and more specifically on the daily practice of creativity. The third floor looks at various subcultures and various tribes in the history of American culture, ranging from the hippies to the punks to the Manson family to surfers and musicians. It's the floor in which the individual comes to terms with society and with various types of more or less unconventional families. And the fourth floor is where Pettibon's work engages with society, engages with politics and history. It's the floor in which the work of Pettibon measures itself against the power of media and more broadly confronts the tradition of history painting and political caricature, which are at the heart of his practice.